This week's parsha begins Vayar Balak ben Tzipor et kol asher asah Yisrael, etc. The parsha is named Balak after the protagonist, but the first word is actually Vayar, and that word is a word that continues appearing throughout the parsha. At the end of the perek, we're told, Pasuk Mem Aleph, Vayikach Balak et Bilam Vayaleo Bamot Baal Vayar Misham. The Ri'iyah is what's used as a basis for the intended curse. We read in Perek Chof Gimel, after the first attempts to curse fail, Balak says, come to me to another place where you'll see in a different angle. Makom asher acher asher terenu misham, efes katzeu tereh v'kulo lo tereh. Maybe if you're not looking at the entirety of the Jewish people, just a small part, you'll be able to curse properly. Pasuk Gimel in that Perek, Bilam says to Balak, you stand on the korban, ulai yikare Hashem lekrati udvar ma yareini. Maybe Hashem will show me something that I'll be able to use as a basis for the curse. And of course, in contrast, how many times did we read in Perek Chof Bet about Vatera Ha'aton, what the donkey was able to see that Bilam himself was not able to see until Pasuk Lamed Aleph, God revealed his eyes and allowed him to see, teaching Bilam that it's God who allows people to see, and if he wants, a donkey can see as well. Eventually, in Perek Chof Dalet, we're told, "Vayar Bilam Kitov v'enei Hashem levarecht Yisrael." Bilam sees now that God wants the Jewish people to be blessed. And then in Pasuk Bet, "Vayisa Bilam etena Vayaret Yisrael shochein l'shvatav," and he, of course, blesses them. In continuation of Perek Chof Dalet, he talks about all the nations he sees. Pasuk Yud Zayin, "Erenu v'loata." Pasuk Chav, "Vayaret Amalek." Pasuk Chavala, "Vayaret Akeni." In contrast to Bilam, who looks for the negative in order to curse the Jewish people, Bilam recognizes that God, Perek Chof Gimel Pasuk Chav Aleph, Lo Hibit Oven BeYakov LaRa Am of Yisrael. God chooses not to see the negative in the Jewish people, which is why he refuses to allow Bilam to see and look for the curse. There's one other parsha in the Torah, one other context in the Torah, where Re'iyah is emphasized. And that's by Avram Avinu, Perek Yud Bet, Lech Chami Artzachom Yimoladetachom Yibet Avicha El Haaretz Asher Ar Eko. And then the ensuing Vayera Hashem al Avram, God appearing to Avram, and of course Parshas Vayera, where we're told Vayera el Hashem, and it's Bishut, the second pasuk of the Parsha, Vayisa Ein of Vayar. Avram is a person who is constantly raising his eyes to look for the opportunities for Chesed Vinei Shlosha Anashim, the opportunity to serve Hashem, Vayisa Avram et Ein of Vayar et Amakom Erechok, looking for the Isle who is supposed to be Makriv Hashem Yireh. God has shown me the aisle that I can be a makriv. So really the question is, what are we looking for? Are we looking for the negative to curse? Or are we looking for what our destiny is to fulfill God's will? And of course, the mitzvah to come up to Yerushalayim 3 times a year, Shalosh Pamim Bashana, Yeira Eh Kol Zchurcha, we come to see God, be seen by God. The Gemara in Yoma Daf Nundala tells us, when the Jews would come up to Yerushalayim, they would roll back the parochet and they would see the Kruvim hugging each other, and the Kohanim would say to the Jewish people, Re'u chibatchem lefnei hamakom, see how much you are beloved by God, the beautiful things we can see when we choose to see what's beautiful. Chazal, in yesterday's perek of Pirkei Avot, Perek Hei, see this as the central distinguishing factor between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, the Ayin Tova versus the Ayin Ra'a, looking for what's right, or looking for what's wrong in order to use it as a curse. Let's learn from the parsha of Vayar Balak to try and emulate Avraham Avinu with Vayisaina Vayar by avoiding the negativity Balak and Bilam are trying to focus upon and build curses upon.